Our first interview today is a follow-up on the news that broke just as we came to air yesterday, the fact that the University of Cape Town is launching its own online high school, with the first intake of learners commencing classes in January next year. Commencing classes might not be the right phrasing, actually. We'll hear more about the actual structure of the teaching in the context of this interview. But what you need to know is that the school is going to be run in a partnership with the Valencia Institute, which is a name you no doubt recognize already, because they've built a solid reputation in a very short space of time in South Africa in the online schooling space. Fees are going to be roughly 2,000 rand per month. The language of instruction will be English. Learners will follow a kind of self-directed curriculum that will be aligned with the CAP system, and we'll find out in a minute how that's intended to work. The initial intake in January next year to cover grades 8 to 11, and then that cohort will progress on to offer the first matric class in 2023. Now, to tell us more about the new school, I'm delighted to welcome both the UCT Vice Chancellor, Professor Mamakgethi Pakeng, and Rob Paddock, who is the CEO of the Valencia Institute. And I should add that in addition to being the VC of UCT, Professor Pakeng is also one of the founders of Get Smarter. So this is not her first rodeo in terms of online education. To both of you, a warm welcome. And Rob will be with you in a few minutes. But first, Professor Pakeng, thank you. Sorry, I've got that the wrong way around. Rob is the co-founder of Get Smarter. Apologies for that. Just a bit of miscommunication between my producer and myself. Okay, so Professor, sorry about that, but welcome. Thank you very much for making time for us this afternoon. I think the main question first to start off with is what is a tertiary institution doing sticking its toes into secondary schooling all of a sudden?
This is not just another tertiary institution. This is the leading tertiary institution on a continent and a country that has got serious problems with basic education. We crafted our Vision 2030 during 2020 as the lockdown came on. And our massive transformative purpose is unleash human potential for a fair and just society. How can we unleash human potential for a fair and just society without quality basic education, at least for the majority of learners? So what we're doing is to say it is not enough for us as universities to know only how to critique, to know only what's wrong with basic education. If we're really saying we are socially responsive, we've got to see ourselves doing something about it. If we're really saying we're serious about social justice, then we should get involved and not just critique and point fingers. And this is why we're doing this. Basic education is a key driver of change and the best way we have for rebuilding South Africa. And this is our contribution. And, you know, we've got an excellent partner who's an expert in their field. We come with a deep knowledge in education and deep research and track record, and we can make a difference in basic education as a university. Here's the thing. We don't want to be an island of excellence. Mm-hmm. I mean, we could go on and be an island of excellence. We don't want to do that. We want to spread the excellence, because if we don't do that, our own excellence will not be sustainable.
Professor, this is actually not unique at all. As I mentioned yesterday, Stanford University has a high school online, and it actually has had that since 2006 already. And when I did a bit of digging yesterday, it's actually a quite long list in the States. George Washington University in Washington, D.C., the University of Texas, of Indiana, of Mississippi, of Missouri, of Nebraska. It's a pretty long list. As a matter of interest, have you had the opportunity to connect with any of those American schools to talk about best practice and to learn from their experiences?
We're working with Valencia. Valencia is connected with international people who are doing this. We bring a different expertise, and Valencia does. So international experience, absolutely we have. Pedagogical strength, absolutely we have. But here's the thing. I mean, COVID threw us into this. If we don't do this, and the world is changing so much, where will we be? Of course, we can improve on what Stanford is doing, what George Washington is doing. But there's a slight difference in terms of the context because of the inequality and poverty in South Africa and the continent. And so we're bringing that eye into this, probably what's going to be a strength in terms of online high schools around the world.
Professor, the aim is to improve access to quality education for all, but a price tag of 2,000 rand a month is, while it's more affordable than many private school offerings in the traditional sense, it's still a big ask for a lot of the households who might want to access this kind of education. Is there any kind of bursary or scholarship funding available for the school?
Well, perhaps before I talk about bursaries, let me just say that this is not a school. This is an ecosystem. And so the online resources will be completely free. Our online school platform will be completely free to everyone. So even the learners and the teachers who are not registered will have access to it. This will be new for all the learners, irrespective of their socioeconomic class. And this is a support. A teacher can use that to as they prepare their teaching, or they can use that in their classroom with their learners if they like, and some time for the learners to be learning from their platform, our platform, and then interaction with the teacher. So you can imagine how many underqualified teachers, how many teachers who are intimidated sometimes by the subject matter can use this resource in the same way the learners can use it themselves. And parents can use it with their children at home. Parents who don't know how to guide their children, they can use this. So this free online school platform is what makes this very different to any other learning platform in the country. Right, that's one. Number two, you know, how many working class families send their children to school, to schools far away from home, simply because they want quality education? Many of them, all right? They can afford more than 2,000 rand per month, all right? And then here's the thing. There are many other families, middle-class families, who are sending their children to private schools and former Model C schools to the cities, and they are not getting the learner interaction that they are promised, all right? So they get promised this, but it doesn't happen. This school is also open to them. So it's not just about the money, it's about the quality education, the quality teaching that the platform will offer, that middle class, working class families will want. Of course, we'll make a few bursaries and we'll keep raising funds and work with NGOs and government to make the platform, the school accessible to many, to other learners who can't afford. But that's not the sole reason we're doing this. This is about making a quality learning, teaching and learning available to the majority.
Professor Mamogeti Pakeng, Vice Chancellor of the University of Cape Town, thanks for that introduction, and please stay with us because I do want to come back to you with some more follow-up questions. But at this point, let me bring in Rob Paddock, who is the founder and CEO of the Valencia Institute and previously of Get Smarter. My apologies for mixing up my lines there. Rob, thanks so much for being part of this conversation today to address some of the practical schooling issues, if you like. Always great to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me again, Pippa.
It's hard to believe Valencia Institute's only been around since 2019, because you've really built a very solid name for yourself in that short time. Rob, so you bring the sort of practical expertise in the actual online teaching to this experience. What is a school, or not school, an ecosystem experience for a learner who enrolls in the UCT High School? What's it going to look like? What will their day be like?
Indeed. So like Prof mentioned, in terms of the ecosystem, we've got this entirely free online school platform that's available to any learner and any teacher to use around the country. Effectively, this is the backbone. This is the technology and the curriculum and the content that powers the rest of the ecosystem. The second tier to the ecosystem is the fully fledged UCT online high school. That is the offering that's available at 2,095 rand per month, where learners have access to the country's best teachers and best mentors in order to support their learning journey. To give you a more practical sense of what the learning experience looks like, this is not like a regular school. And I think one of the biggest challenges that we've seen in the regular school system is that you will have somewhere between about 30 and, in the worst examples, kind of 50 learners who are shoved into a classroom. They've got one teacher standing up in front of them who, in addition to kind of just riot control and others, is having to provide them with content instruction and move them along at exactly the same pace. Whether you've mastered a concept or not, you need to be progressed into the next module because that's what the schedule says. And one of the things that we're very thoughtful on, Pippa, is that, and this is particularly acutely felt at universities like UCT, where students from previously disadvantaged backgrounds come in at first-year undergraduates, and they've got these massive gaps in their knowledge schema, where they haven't actually mastered core concepts in subjects like mathematics, science, and so on. And it makes it very difficult to effectively remediate that in first-year varsity in addition to the regular course load. So one of the primary concepts and principles that we adhere to is what we call mastery-based learning, where every learner actually has their entirely own pace in terms of the way that they progress through their learning plan. Mm-hmm. And that pace is going to allow them to make sure that they actually master key concepts before they can unlock the module. So if you need to spend more time on quadratic equations, you can take the time that you need. But if you're absolutely beaming through the history, a particular subject in history, you can do that. And this idea of individuated pacing and what we would call personalized learning is really properly enabled in this online and blended learning environment in a way that just simply isn't possible in the brick and mortar classroom. And for us, this represents a major breakthrough in the future of education on this continent.
Rob, what about the curriculum itself? At the end of it, they're going to have to, I assume, sit a standardized exam with the rest of the cohort sitting in brick and mortar schools in order to move on to tertiary education. Which exams will they write? Are you going for the national standard one that most schools write, or will you be IEB?
Exactly right. So this is going to be the National Senior Certificate. Mm-hmm. We are looking at a few alternative pathways as well for learners, but the primary focus is on the National Senior Certificate, largely because that's where we believe we can have the biggest impact, where the majority of learners in this country are. It's a really, as you mentioned, getting to that key transition point is a really important focus for us. So just to give you a sense, when we craft our personalized learning schedules with every single learner, we're targeting key exam blocks. And so, you know, in grades 8 and 9, that might be quite different to what it looks like in grades 11 and 12. But really what the aim is to make sure that every learner gets to sitting their National Senior Certificate and they are fully prepared and ready to write that exam and to excel.
Rob, I know admissions opened yesterday already. As a matter of interest, how many applications or inquiries did you receive on the first day?
It's been absolutely mind-blowing. It's quite literally hundreds and hundreds. And these are not just filled-out applications. These are parents who are actually paying the deposit to make sure that they secure their child's place at the UCT online high school. It's been completely overwhelming. We could not have quite foreseen just how positive the response has been, and at least for me, it's a wonderful indication that this offering right now is needed in South Africa. So we're incredibly excited to be able to bring this to the market.
What are the capacity constraints, Rob? I mean, if you're going to have these one-on-one sort of individualized learning plans, that means you can't just say anybody who wants to join can join and we'll take you on. Well, what's the capacity?
Absolutely. So we need to be very, very cautious about this, and this is going to be a issue that we'll start providing guidance to applicants in around September, October. Our biggest capacity constraint is around teacher recruitment, and with teachers, they need to give a term's notice. Mm-hmm. So really, by about September, we need to, in terms of our student forecasting and modeling, be sure on where we're going to land so that we can have recruited the right amount of teachers. The good news is that one of the great enablers of this online modality is that we can recruit teachers from anywhere around the country. And indeed, we already have teachers from all over the country and even outside of South Africa. So it's just incredible, again, that one of the things that this modality enables is that learners aren't just limited to accessing the teachers who happen to live and work in their areas. You can be in rural Mpumalanga and have access to the country's best teachers with this model. And again, we believe this represents a great leap forward for education.
Rob Paddock, thanks for joining us, the founder and CEO of the Valencia Institute. I want to come back to Vice-Chancellor Professor Mamogeti Pakeng for the final question or two. Professor, important, I think, to emphasize that the high school will be run entirely separately from UCT, the tertiary institution. There is no guarantee of throughput that a high school learner will be automatically placed at the institution. They are completely separate bodies with completely separate teaching cohort. Is that correct?
Yes, that's very important. It will be separate. The students will compete for a place at UCT, just like all the other matriculants. They will need to qualify. But of course, the advantage is being in the space of a university. They'll get exposure to university environment, university academics, different careers that are available, and how knowledge and science grows, which is a huge advantage if you're young. I mean, if you ask me, many students come to university and it's the first time they see how a university operates.
My final question for you is the elephant in the room around the quality of the online learning experience. As I mentioned yesterday, we have heard from some parents of UCT students who have felt that the institution has not been as nimble as they would like in making the shift to online learning in the tertiary experience. What would you say to them about how much confidence they can then have in a secondary school offering, given that you have faced quite significant challenges?
I would say, you know, there's no university in South Africa that has offered online education. We should not lie to ourselves. What we offered was a stand-in for a face-to-face, an emergency. Last year, we called it remote emergency learning. This year, we're calling it physically distanced. It wasn't developed from the ground up for online. The confidence that they should have with the high school online, UCT online high school, is that the lessons that will be on the platform are developed from the ground up for online. So it's not as if they were developed for face-to-face and then a pandemic came and then we just threw it on online. They were developed for online. And there's a different conception there. And so you can have confidence. What you see, in fact, here's the thing. I mean, I said to colleagues yesterday as we were explaining the concept to them, the online high school to them, that this will be a resource also for our university academics, because as they work on developing some material online, they can see what the high school is doing in terms of pedagogy for online or developing resources for online. And there can be collaborations, there can be, you know, there will be definitely learnings from both sides. So parents should not be worried. We, as a university, as a matter of fact, our aim is not to be an online university. We will remain a face-to-face university. We are not, even during the lockdown, trying to be a perfect online university. We'll get onto a blended model. We'll, with time, be settled into what model of blended education will offer as a university. The high school is different. From conception is online, and from conception the lessons are designed for online. And that's why I have so much confidence, and I encourage them to do the same.
Professor Mamogeti Pikenga, Vice Chancellor of University of Cape Town, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. And to Rob Paddock as well, thanks for your input, founder of the Valencia Institute.